Welcome to the radio ministry of Albertville's First Baptist Church. We invite you to join us each Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB. For more information about the ministries of First Baptist Church or to listen to previously recorded messages, please visit albertvillefbc.org. If you do not have a church home, please join us for worship this Sunday at 10:15 a.m. We hope you are blessed by today's broadcast.
Sing together, hark the herald angels sing. Here we go.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful are ye nations, rise, join the giant.
Fields and floods, rocks, fields and Lord this morning. You may be seated. It is great to have you in worship today. If you are a guest in the room or if you are a guest participating online, we would love to have a record of your being here. What we would like for you to do is to, if you're in the room, you can fill out one of the guest registrations in the seat back in front of you and take that to the welcome desk as soon as we're done. We have a special gift for you. We have a coffee mug and a cocoa bomb. If you don't know what that is, it's a good thing, I promise. I know bomb doesn't sound good, but it's good. So go by and get one of those. If you are participating online, we'd love to send something to you in the mail. The way you can register is to text the word welcome to 256-322-6100. Just take out your phone and text W-E-L-C-O-M-E to 256-322-6100. That'll start the process, and we will be able to contact you by phone. We won't show up unannounced, and we'd love to have a connection with you. Let me remind you very quickly that next Sunday at 5 p.m. and the following Thursday, Christmas Eve at 3 p.m. or 5 p.m., we have carols, candles, and communion. We are limiting the attendance to no more than 200 per service of all three of those, and we have tickets. They're free, but you need a ticket to be able to attend so that we can properly social distance. We have some wonderful things planned for that service. All three will be identical. So if you would like to get a ticket, there's less than 40 for sure left for the two 5 p.m. Worship times, and the 3 p.m. time, I believe, still has 70 to 80. So we'd love for you to get one today following the worship service, or call the church office, and that would be in the atrium, or call the church office, and we'll be glad to send you some of those in the mail. If you are needing to stay at home, and we understand that for sure, if you're needing to stay at home, we will be live streaming one of those, and hopefully we can get a good enough recording. We'll have that happen multiple times throughout the week as well. So we are excited to be here to worship today. I hope you will enjoy the songs that are shared. It's been over 9 months since our worship choir has been able to sing together. And this is about half of our group, but we're thankful for them to be able to participate. Others who could not, who desperately wanted to, but were unable to for different health reasons. So we had them nice and socially distanced to share three songs with you today. And I think you're going to be blessed by it. And I know as we look at what the scripture has for us today, we will be blessed by the fact that Jesus Christ has come to give you and me new life. So thank you for being here today. Let's pray as we continue. Father God, you are holy. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. Father, you are the one who makes all things new. You're the giver of hope. Lord, the fact is we need some hope this season. And you are our hope. So, Father, we will not be afraid. We will not be afraid as we lift up truth of your goodness and your grace. So now we will sing to you, and we will sing about you, and we will sing for you. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Burns in the darkness, shines with the promise, Emmanuel. One child born in the stillness, living within us, Emmanuel. We're singing glory, glory, let there together now and
Yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Church, would you join us as we learn a new song today?
majesty. Hail the little Savior. Hope what all no tongue could tell. God has come with us to dwell. His name is Emmanuel. Oh, praise the humble King. Come, adore in humble state. Be the song of angels. Join the wise who call his name, and with all creation, who oh who would condescend? God unknown now calls us friend. Love that none could comprehend. Oh, praise the humble with forgiveness, full of love before the one who in mercy left his throne. Christ the Lord, God's only Son, his glories now we see. Oh, praise the humble Christ, his role and reign. is above, who is himself our daily bread. Praise him, the Lord of love, that living water satisfies the thirsty without price. We'll take a cup of his good grace. All glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ our King. All glory be to Christ. His rolling rain will never cease. All glory be to Christ. When on the day the great I am, the faithful and the true, the Lamb who was for sinners slain is making all things new. Behold!
Christ our King. Father God, we sing this truth to you, to your Son. Your rule and reign we will ever sing. It will never cease. So thank you for that, Father. All glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ. Thank you for new life. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to give you glory this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Be seated, please. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Don, and worship team, and orchestra, and choir. Thank you so much. I want to share just a few minutes with you, not long at all. But I love that song, All Glory Be to Christ Our King. All glory be to Christ. I'll let you in on a little secret. I heard it for the first time, a church singing it in the middle of the summer. It's really not a Christmas song, but oh, it fits so perfectly for us. And what beautiful words. His rule and reign we will ever sing. His rule will last forever. Think about Jesus for a moment. He rules space. He doesn't have to travel to meet you somewhere. He is already there. After the service today, you can go to the atrium and get tickets for Carols, Candles, and Communion. You can go to the atrium to our photo spot and have a picture made of your family. But if I were to ask you who's in the atrium right now, we would say, I don't know, but Jesus is there. He's there. Why? Because he's here. He's there. He is not ruled by space. He is also not ruled by time. He doesn't have to predict the future. He is in the future. He doesn't have to remember the past. He is in the past. He doesn't have to worry or fret or to do extra work to protect you in the present because he is here. He is not bound by time. We're bound by time. Time is measured by us in significant ways. I can't wait for 2021 to get here. Who's with me? Okay, 2020, it's going to be a great year. Now, listen, it's going to be a great year. Let's declare it, okay? That's not a question mark at the end. It's just going to be. Here's what I know, though. For me, I'm so excited personally, if I can just speak personally for a second, three big things. Number one, all within about 45, 50 days of each other, I will celebrate 10 years as the pastor here at the church. I will turn 50 years old. That's young. Who gave a... Yeah. I'm still the baby preacher is what I'm going to call it, okay? I used to think 50 was old, but It's not old. Some of you younger people in the room, it's not old. It may seem old, but it's not old. It's young. And then also, just in a couple of weeks after that, it's mine and Lily's 25th wedding anniversary. So here's what I've decided. I am giving myself a surprise trip to Aruba next year. Lily, you're going too. Sorry. We're celebrating our anniversary too. So now, if I could surprise myself, that would be great. But I'm just going to not surprise myself and go anyway. But here's the deal. We can't surprise ourselves any more than you could ever surprise Jesus. It's his birthday, but you won't throw him a surprise party. He is not bound by time. He is not bound by space, and he is not bound by secret knowledge. He knows it all. Lastly, he's not bound by the rules of nature. If you stop and think about what that means for us, the one who walked on water is the one who gave the rule for the law of matter that says you and I will surely sink if we try. Have you ever tried to walk on water? Lily, growing up as a child, her and her cousins, this was a big thing for them. They would get to the side of the pool. They'd stand out there. They'd hold their hands like this, and they would pray that they could walk on water. They'd step out and sink every time and get out and do it again over and over again, always trying. You keep trying, Lily, and see what happens. But the truth is, that's the rule of nature. It's a law of nature that matter. That some things float, some things don't. Some things are hard, some things are soft. The reality is, Jesus broke the law of nature because he created the law of nature, and he walked on water. You can from a miracle only. We will never do it because of the law of nature. But here's what I also know. The very one who ascended into heaven is the very one who created the law of gravity that says if you jump up, you will fall down. But he's not bound by that. But here's the good news. We just sang about it. Then on that day, the great I am, he's coming again. And when he does, there will be a day when we will not be bound by the law of gravity either. The one who rules it will overrule that law, and we will be caught up to meet him in the air. That's a glorious day that's coming, and it is coming. He rules the world with truth and grace, and he rules us the same way. In Isaiah chapter 9, there's a couple of verses 2 and 3, and then verses 6 and 7. It says this: the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of deep darkness, on them that light has shone. And then skipping down to verse 6, it says, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of his peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. My favorite phrase in that entire passage that points to Christmas, that points to the resurrection, that points to eternity, my favorite part of that passage is where it says, unto us a child is born, and the government will be upon his shoulders. What does that mean, that the government will be upon his shoulders? Is that the U.S. government? That's not what it means. Paul David Tripp, the author of the devotion book that we as a church are going through right now, through the month of December, on the December 15th devotion coming in just 2 days, you will read these little words. He says, the government would rest on the shoulders of Jesus. What do sinners need? We need to be freed from the bondage of self-rule, our self-government, and welcome to the rule of the one who is the definition of everything that is good, right, true, and loving. Jesus came to liberate us from the kingdom of darkness and transport us to his kingdom of love and light. That is essential because our self-rule, our self-government is our doom. So when it says the government will rest on his shoulders and his government will have no end, listen, he will rule and reign over us, and that is a good thing. When I rule and reign in my life, my own little kingdom, I make a mess of it. Anybody else mess up their kingdom? I do. I make a mess of it when I'm in charge. I don't know about you. But Jesus came to set us free from the bondage of sin and hopelessness of our own plan. My plan often leads to poor planning, leads to destruction. It leads to me deciding who gets judgment and who gets grace. It leads to making a mess. And so of his government, there will be no end. He will rule and reign, and he will rule in our lives. Now, that passage from Isaiah points to Christmas, but did you know that there are multiple passages in Isaiah that are prophecy of Christmas and of Jesus, the resurrection, and the day to come? Let me share with you just a few really quickly. I love what Isaiah says. Now, let me be honest. Isaiah is not an easy book. If you've not read it recently and you sit down to read it, first of all, it's a long book. It's going to take you a while to get through it. Secondly, your head's going to hurt a little bit as you read. I mean, it's not easy to read. But in the middle of all of the deep truth that's there are these incredible prophecies that just show up out of nowhere, and they're so powerful, and many of them have come true, and some are yet to come true, but they will soon. Listen to these. Isaiah 7:14 says the Messiah would be born of a virgin, and he was. Isaiah 40 prophesies that the Messiah will be preceded by a messenger, and he was, by John the Baptizer. Isaiah 50 prophesies that the Messiah would be beaten and spat upon. And he was at his crucifixion. Isaiah 53 gives us multiple prophecies. It tells us that he would be rejected by men. That's still happening to this day. It tells us that he would be silent before his accusers. And he was just hours before his crucifixion. It tells us that he would be numbered with transgressors. And he stood hanging on a cross between two thieves. It tells us that he would die for our sins. And he did. And then it tells us he would be buried in a rich man's tomb. And he was. Now that's just a few. But we can see God has gone to great detail to show us that Jesus is the Messiah. If you're here this morning, you wanted to hear some good music, you were invited by somebody because it's getting close to Christmas, but you're still not so certain, how do we really know that Jesus is the Messiah? Listen, Isaiah and other scriptures of the Old Testament give us these incredible prophecies. Hundreds of years before Jesus came, they start telling us what to expect. Think of it this way. If you were to meet someone you've never met before, you've met them through social media, you become Facebook friends, and you decide that you're going to meet up because you're going to exchange a Christmas gift. I don't know. I'm just making this up. But so you decide you're going to do that. And so you decide you're going to meet at the Walmart in Boaz. So you're never shown any pictures back and forth. You don't know who they are. They don't know who you are. So you say, I'm going to tell you how to find me. First of all, I'm a man. Well, that narrows down about half of Walmart, right? Say, I'm also going to be wearing a ball cap. That narrows down a little bit more of Walmart. I will be wearing my pajamas. That doesn't narrow it down very much, really. Anyway, that's a different story, different message. But sorry, you may be one of those folks. I apologize if you are. But the truth, I do not wear my pajamas anywhere, okay, outside of the house. But you could start saying, okay, I'm going to be wearing all black, okay? I also have a small little bit of fuzz on the face, and it's gray, okay? I will have on black shoes, great. I will be holding in my hand a red umbrella. Now we're getting much more specific. I'll be humming the words, Jesus loves me. I don't know. But you keep going, you get more and more specific to where it would be so obvious you had the right person. You'd walk up and there they are. That is exactly what God has done. He has gone to great detail throughout prophecies of the scripture. There are over 100 prophecies that point to Christmas, over 300 prophecies that point to Jesus as a whole, from Christmas, the Nativity, to where he was born, to the resurrection, over 300, and they each narrow it down more and more so that we can know he's really who he says he is. And so Isaiah gives us these wonderful prophecies, and God wants you to be sure. And then my favorite prophecy of all from the book of Isaiah is one that Jesus himself quotes about himself, thus fulfilling the prophecy from Isaiah, but he quotes it in Luke chapter 4. So let me read it to you really quickly. Jesus says this. It says, "And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written." And then this is quoting Isaiah. So Jesus, quoting Isaiah, prophesying about Jesus. It's pretty powerful. He stands up, he opens the scroll, and he reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he rolled up the scroll. He gave it back to the synagogue attendant. He sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." I love that. Now, what happened right after that, if you want to read on your own in Luke chapter 4, it turned into a little bit of a mess. In fact, what we read and think was a wonderful declaration of Jesus saying he's come to set captives free, to bring the blind to sight, to bring a redemption to mankind, to help the poor and needy. You realize that when Jesus said those words, that was not just a bold declaration. That was a bold confrontation in the minds of everyone else. They wanted to kill him. But we see now it was truth that he declared in the middle of darkness. And can I say to you, that same truth is declared today in the middle of darkness. If I were to ask you what the quintessential Christmas quote is in your mind, of all the movies you've seen, of all the things about Christmas, a lot of us would pick where Linus walks out onto the middle of the stage in A Charlie Brown Christmas, and he says, "Lights please," and the lights go down, and then he quotes Luke chapter 2, and at the very end of that, he says these words, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." That's an incredible quote about Christmas. But if you ask me, what's the quintessential quote about Christmas, it's Luke chapter 4. It's Jesus saying these words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. That's what Christmas is all about, friends. That is what Jesus has come to do. He's come to set captives free. Who's captive? Every last one of us. If you're not captive now, you once were. And you're only not captive now because he set you free. This is a prison no one gets out of on their own. Men have tried. They've tried to work their way to salvation. They've tried to work their way to God. They've tried to pay and earn their way there. They've tried to do good deeds. They've tried to pray and ask hard enough, but there's no way to work your way out of that prison and into heaven apart from Jesus bringing us new life. It says he is also anointed. He was anointed to bring good news to the poor. Who's the poor? Matthew 5 tells us we're all the poor. We are poor in spirit. To be poor in spirit means you recognize your total need for God. Who in here today realizes, and who participating at home online realizes, you can't make it without God? If that's you, you are the poor it's talking about. We are poor in spirit. And it says he comes and brings good news to the poor. What's the good news? Salvation's available for you and for me. And then it says he proclaims liberty to the captive, sight to the blind. He does all of these things. So can I ask you, Jesus came to set you free. Have you been set free? Jesus came to help us not have to walk in bondage this Christmas season. If you're here or online or listening on the radio and you've never given your life to Jesus, right now, just say, "Jesus, I need you." There's no special word you have to have. It's, "Jesus, I can't do this. I need you and I want you in my life." Maybe for you, though, some of us, we need to ask God for freedom from addiction or bondage that we're dealing with right now. Even as believers, we're still stuck in some bondage. Listen, it tells us here he came to set us free from that. How does that work? We pray, we ask him, and then we do the steps and take the steps and use the wisdom he provides to help us. And that's not easy. It's sometimes that's a process, quite frankly. what God does in our lives, but we follow his plan. And then also this, he gives spiritual sight to those that are blind. God gives us new sight in him. My prayer for you this Christmas is that you could be set free from addiction. My prayer for you this Christmas is that your bondage could be broken. Some of us are dealing with some serious issues in our lives and we don't see any way to hope. And in the year that seems pretty hopeless, can I tell you the great giver of hope himself has come to deliver you and me. Not just to make us a little better. Listen, if God just made you better, that wouldn't do. He came to take what was dead and make it alive. He came to take what was in prison and set it free. He came to take what was old and make it new, our heart. So would you allow him to do that for you? And if you have given your life to Jesus, would you take a moment now to thank him that he is the great chain breaker, that he is the way maker, that he is the bondage breaker, that he is the one that makes our eyes to see? And well, the best way we can thank him is to walk in that victory, to invest in his word, study it more, but to be thankful to him. There's a word that the choir and band are about to sing about. It says, behold. And this word means something special. It means more than to just look at. Because if I ask you to behold Jesus, can you look at him? Not yet. If I would ask you what he looks like, we've all got a different idea. There's what I call the Sunday school Jesus. That's the painting that we're familiar with. And then there are other ideas of Jesus that we have. We have all these different thoughts and ideas. But the truth is, beholding him is not about seeing him in the flesh. And behold is not about imagination either. We don't have to close our eyes and imagine what he might look like. No, to behold him is to be enveloped in the character of God. It's to be enveloped in the awesome power and majesty of our Creator King, who came in the form of a baby, who grew as a man to bring us new life. Here's what I wrote down. I'll share with you. Behold, he was born an infant Savior. Behold, he lived as a humble Savior. Behold, he died as a sacrificing Savior. Behold, he was resurrected as a redeeming Savior. And behold, he will return as a triumphant Savior. Amen? He will return that way. This song says, Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the roaring lion, behold him. Friends, would you behold him now? Be enveloped in who he is. Listen to this final song. Come behold him.
He who was before there was light, walked across the pages of time. He who made every living thing. Behold him. He who heard humanity's cry, left his throne to wake as a child. He became like the least of us. Behold him. Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the roaring lion. Saints, healed the blind, the lost, and the lame. Even now he is in our midst. Behold him. He who chose the criminals in, paid with blood to settle our debt. Buried death as he rose to Son of God, bless. to receive all praise. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy, worthy, worthy to receive all praise. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy, worthy, worthy to receive all praise. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy, worthy, worthy to receive.
Father God, you are holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. We behold you now. Father God, thank you for this moment where we can bring you glory. Where we can behold you and your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your righteousness, your holiness. Father, I pray if there's one person participating online or in the room who is struggling in any way today, that they would trust and believe what they read in Isaiah. That you will lead them to godly counsel. Father, if there's one person that doesn't know you, that they will trust and believe what we read early in Isaiah, unto us a child is born, and the government will be on his shoulders. Our rule will be on your shoulders. We don't have to do it on our own. Lord, I pray for new life to be found today as people receive your grace. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your grace. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Just remain standing for just one moment.
You've been listening to the radio ministry of Albertville's First Baptist Church. For more information, please call 256-878-2291 or visit www.albertvillefbc.org. We hope you will join us next Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB.